Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of March, we will be exploring the topic, Following His Guidance. March 25, His Pattern, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. Luke 1, verse 4. One of my relatives needed an orthopedic doctor urgently, and someone suggested a specialist who had made an impact on her because of his excellent skills and Christian witness. The artwork on the walls of his office was all about grace and salvation by faith. When the doctor was done with the examination, he handed us a little card and asked that we read the text aloud. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. I was amazed at his passion to share Jesus. This is God's pattern of sharing the gospel with the world, each person sharing Jesus and his grace in their place of employment, study, or in their social circles. Luke is a case in point. As far as we can tell, Luke was a physician, and at some point he became enamored with salvation through Jesus. He started traveling with Paul and became one of his closest companions. And this doctor, who had a keen interest in the historical events in the life of Jesus and his followers, ended up writing the most words in the New Testament, included in his two books, the Gospel of Luke and Acts. Luke had an amazing command of the Greek language and put it to good use in writing about Jesus. Showcasing great cultural sensitivity, Luke wrote about the way and inclusivity of salvation, utilizing radical parables of grace, such as the prodigal son and the Pharisee and the publican, not found in any other gospel. His interest in investigating eyewitnesses, reports about Jesus is evident from the start. It seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. Luke 1, verses 3 and 4. Let's ask God to guide us in using our skills and talents to share salvation by faith in Jesus right now, wherever we are, becoming part of the chain of witnesses in the history of salvation.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!